There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. My name is Ken Heisey, and with me, Steve Mahler. We are financial advisors at Heisey Advisory Group right here in St. Louis, and we're here each and every week to help give you more confidence in your retirement plan. And today, we're going to talk about required minimum distributions and some tax planning. And if you have any questions about today's content or any other questions about your retirement, reach out to us at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400, or visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Before we get into the required minimum distributions, I talked a little bit last week about our new book and the excitement of having that available on Amazon.com. And I'm excited to now announce today that the hard copy is available on Amazon.com. So if you just go out to Amazon.com and search for Your Retirement Highway, you can find the Kindle version for $3.99, or you can get your own paperback copy for $12.99. And it's even available on Prime, which means you can
get it like tomorrow.
Is that one day or 2 days? I
think sometimes you can get it like in one day, but I'm a Kindle reader, so I've already downloaded my version to my Kindle.
And so the title of the book is Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control.
And I'll bet if somebody buys a hard copy and brings it in, I would bet they could coax you into to an autograph.
Autographs. Wow. And I won't even charge for an autograph. How's that? Today is kind of interesting. I want you to picture this. We've got 10,000 baby boomers. 10,000 baby boomers that are now turning age 70 and a half every day. That's today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Every single day, 10,000 of you baby boomers are reaching age 70 and a half. And the real key to why that's important
is this
thing called required minimum distributions. And that's what we want to talk about today.
So Uncle Ronald Reagan, great President Ronald Reagan, back in the mid-80s when he did 86 tax reform, threw in this thing called required minimum distribution. So that was, 32 years ago? We were all 32 years younger, and I'm sure nobody was paying attention.
I'm still that age. I haven't aged.
You haven't aged at all in that 32 years. So the point being is that, you know, we were all in our late 20s, maybe our early 30s, and retirement was just this thing that was way off in the future. But written into that bill was this thing called required minimum distributions. And the impact that that has on taxes is staggering.
And what you've all been doing all these years is what you've been told to do. And the entire financial industry has always told you, and we've even said years ago, you know, save, use your 401k, right? Save as much as you can. You've worked hard, you've sacrificed, you've done everything that you've been told to do to accumulate and get to your retirement. And you probably, a lot of you feel confident. We saw families coming in this week, $2 million in an IRA, very confident that they have more than enough money to retire, but no one's ever had conversations with them about the future tax impact.
So those are two really separate issues. One is, do you have enough to retire comfortably and hopefully successfully? The other is, what's going to be the future tax impact, and how do you deal with that?
And really, to understand that problem, I think one of the things that's extremely valuable, and we offer this, is a required minimum distribution analysis, a means to forward look and really understand the tax impact of your future on required distributions. If you need them to spend, great. If you don't need them, then you're probably reinvesting those somewhere, which means you'll probably have some ongoing tax obligations on the reinvested earnings. And then eventually at death, there's still tax that has to be paid. And I know we did one analysis for someone. If I recall, they had somewhere near $2 million in their IRA. And when we did the assessment and came through and ran that that program, and we actually took a look at, they had a little over $2 million of future tax liabilities over the course of their lifetime from age 70 to age 90, over that 20-year period, over $2 million of tax liability on a $2 million IRA.
Right.
That's some big bucks. And I know a lot of you do get your taxes done by someone every year, and you're looking to take every little deduction. We had somebody in, and we were joking about how somebody missed a $5,000 deduction, which probably resulted in, I don't know, you know, maybe a few hundred dollars worth of tax impact, and how concerned we get about not missing those deductions, but yet we're not even thinking of these massive tax liabilities that are going to be coming as we start to get to 70 and a half.
Well, and I know what people are probably thinking is that, yeah, well, so, I mean, I'm going to have to pay taxes when that money comes out of there because I've deferred the taxes all these years. But put it in a little different perspective. Let's say you've got a pension and you've got Social Security, and let's say that those two income streams are enough to cover your retirement expenses. You don't need any other cash flow. What if you had a significant amount of money saved up in these tax-deferred buckets? You don't need additional cash flow from those assets, but 70 and a half rolls around, and the IRS says, sorry, folks, whether you need it or not, you've got to take it. And if you've, in the example you just gave, a $2 million IRA, that's about $75,000 in that first year of required minimum distributions of additional cash flow that's taxable.
Worse yet is when you get to age 80, that's a 5.35% withdrawal. Now that required distribution's over $100,000
of
a year.
Taxable income that you may not need.
And once again, this is Ken and Steve from Heisey Advisory Group, and you can always reach out to us with your questions on anything on your RMDs or anything else in retirement. The number is 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400, or feel free to go out to our website, yourretirementhighway.com, and you can download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. So yeah, the problem with all of this that we see on a regular basis is many of you have financial advisors, and I tend to put air quotes around the words financial advisors. And I say that not disparagingly to the financial advisor, but most people come in and tell us that their financial advisor does not and will not talk to them about tax planning. They're primarily just an investment person. And in this day and age, with the size of IRAs that we're seeing, with the opportunities to do some forward-looking tax planning, I think it's imperative that you have an advisor that is going to have conversations with you, serious conversations about your future tax planning, especially for those of you that are married. And why this is so critical is as you age, there will come a day when one of the two spouses is going to predecease the other. And that surviving spouse is now going to be what? A single taxpayer. And we all know that single taxpayers pay taxes at a different set of tax brackets than married people, and in the end will pay more taxes. I've seen some of the assessments we've done where a married couple can take some of this money out of the IRAs in a 22% tax bracket, whereas if a surviving spouse is there, it's going to be in a 32% tax bracket. And that's with today's tax laws, not even with the sunset in 2025 and the increased tax rates.
And so really what you're saying, the brackets are the same. It's just that it takes less income to enter those higher brackets when you're a single taxpayer. And the impact could be significant. And as we've always talked about, the key for this is to be able to do some of that advanced planning while you're young enough, you know, prior to you turning 70 and a half, so that if there are things that you can do today, you want to start doing those things now.
Absolutely. I had a great quote from John Maxwell from his book, Today Matters. Successful people make the right decisions early and manage those decisions daily. And that's our thought of the week, so to speak. When it comes to IRAs and required distributions, address them early. So when you're planning for your retirement, knowing what you're working with is crucial. And that includes knowing your required minimum distributions and how those could impact your income and, more importantly, your taxes. So for the next 12 callers, we're offering a required minimum distribution analysis. And what that'll do is it'll help cover, number one, what your potential taxes could be after you begin taking your distributions, what the tax impact could be for your beneficiaries, and some alternative strategy of how we can turn a portion of your taxable income into tax-free income for life. So if you're at least 59 and a half years old with a minimum of $500,000 saved, and you'd like to reduce the potential taxes on future withdrawals from your retirement accounts, give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Remember, we can only give this offer to the first 12 callers, so call 314-328-4400 right now.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, I'm Ken Heise, and with me, Steve Mahler. We're financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group right here in St. Louis. And each and every week, we are here to help you gain more confidence in your retirement plan. In fact, our mission statement is that we empower individuals to retire with confidence through purposeful planning. And we make a difference in every life we touch and enable families to fulfill their dreams. We live that day in and day out. And today we're discussing the required minimum distributions, also talking about the tax impacts that can have. So if you have any questions about today's content or any other questions about your retirement, just reach out to us at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So as we were talking, 10,000 baby boomers a day, today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that, are turning age 70 and one half. And 10,000 people are waking up to the idea that the IRS now requires them to take distributions from their IRAs and to pay tax. What the IRS has really come to the conclusion at, these are qualified retirement plans. They're meant to support you in retirement. They're not meant to transfer as a legacy to the next generation. They're probably one of the worst vehicles to transfer assets to the next generation because all of the huge tax liabilities that are underlying in this segment of the tax buckets.
And we always talk about diversification. We always talk about asset allocation as it comes to and relates to how you're treating your investment buckets. But there's also diversification that you have to be paying attention to as it relates to what tax buckets those investments fit into. And what we're finding today, and I'm sure that our listeners out there are finding themselves in the same position, that most of the assets that are being accumulated by people today are in those tax-deferred buckets where they've decided to defer or save the taxes on the seed, if you will, the money that's going into their 401ks and their 403bs and their IRAs on a monthly basis, year after year after year, and choosing to pay the tax on the crop, as you always like to say,
at some
later time at 70 and a half, and have not really paid attention to what the tax implications will be. Now that this first major group of baby boomers is really starting to feel this now, day after day after day, it's like an aha moment. This is significant.
So if this is kind of a new concept to you, come back to that farm analogy, right? You've been taking tax deductions on all your seeds, the monthly or biweekly amount of money that comes out of your paycheck goes into your 401k. You've been taking tax deductions on that little seed in exchange for, now that you're getting to the point of retirement and you've accumulated this large amount of wealth, let's just say it's $1 million IRA. Well, you now owe tax on $1 million, and you think you have $1 million IRA, but you don't. You have a significant tax liability to the IRS in the neighborhood of maybe $250,000, $300,000. So really your IRA is only worth about $700,000 after tax, because the only way to get your money out of that is to do what? Pay the tax.
Pay the tax. So, I mean, if you did a true net worth statement and you listed your asset as the value of your IRA, if you really did it correctly, you'd also have to list next to it in the liabilities column the tax that would go along with what you're going to owe on that IRA. So your true net worth, as you're looking at the value of your IRA, is really the value of the IRA minus the tax implication. And it's important to note that, and you mentioned this in the first segment, we've got some tremendous opportunities right now because of tax reform that took place in 2018, in January. And, you know, what'd you say the other day in one of our client meetings? Taxes are on sale.
They're on sale, man. This is like going out to Kohl's or any other store that has a big speaking of sales, what's the day after Thanksgiving? Black Friday?
Yeah.
Everything's on sale. People rush out to buy anything and everything on Black Friday. Well, folks, taxes are on sale. They're on sale right now. And you have an opportunity, and something that should be evaluated is, we're coming up to the last few weeks of the year. Should we be doing some Roth conversions? Should we be doing some tax planning to take advantage of where we are in the tax codes today? And again, just as a reminder, I'm Ken and Steve is with me. We're from Heisey Advisory Group. And you can reach out to us with your questions at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Also, feel free to go out to the website, yourretirementhighway.com. You can always download our Roadmap to Retirement Income report at no cost. And also, don't be afraid to go out to Amazon.com, search for Your Retirement Highway, and you can get a copy of our book there on Amazon.com for $12.99.
And I think it's important quickly to point out that we are not CPAs, but we do investment tax planning. We do tax planning as it relates to taxes, the tax implications on your tax-deferred buckets like your qualified retirement plans. And so we are not CPAs, and I just want to make sure that folks understand that.
But that doesn't preclude us from doing tax planning.
Tax planning, absolutely.
And so let's go back to this million-dollar IRA. The first job is to figure out how do we get that money out. We need strategies to withdraw those funds and convert them into the with a goal of paying as little tax as possible. And it's complicated. It kind of gets like putting a puzzle together. Steve, I know, loves chocolate chip cookies.
Mm.
And, you know, some people love them gooey. Some people love them crunchy. Some people love them thin. Some people love them thick. You know, you've got all these ingredients and you're trying to bake them the right way to get the right end result. It's not always as easy. And a lot of people are very good bakers and a lot of people are miserable and don't even enjoy baking because it's complicated. Kind of the same thing with this IRA planning. A lot of financial advisors look at it and say, well, it's too complicated, or they're not even allowed to talk about tax implications. That's where our job is to help you look at this from a tax planning perspective. When you go and get your tax return done every year, I call that reactive planning. You have no choice. You've done what you've done, and now you've got somebody preparing your taxes, and reactively, you're finding out, uh-oh, I might owe some more tax, right? So that's a reaction. I believe in proactive tax planning, looking ahead, trying to see where you're going to be, and if it's not a good-looking picture from a tax perspective, how do we then start to create strategies to reduce that future income, use the fact that taxes are on sale today, and to create you cash flows that can be tax-free down the road? If I ask the question, and I do this in public audiences all the time, do you think 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, taxes will be lower? I don't run into very many people that raise their hand on that one. If I asked you 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from now, do you think taxes will be higher? Most people say yes. Going to be higher, what should we be doing today?
We should be doing the tax planning today to take advantage of these lower rates. And what we in fact know about the current tax environment is that if Congress and this current or any future administration doesn't do anything, that these current tax rates sunset in 2025. So we have a great window here.
And whether you want to fund your retirement bucket list or you just have a portion of your assets tucked away for future needs, if you're like most retirees, you do want some options. And we know that you have portions of your assets in various places, and it can be difficult to know where to begin. But here at Heisey Advisory Group, that's what we do, and we make a living at helping people solve those problems. That's why we're offering the first 12 callers today a no-obligation financial analysis. Our team will sit down with you, get to know you, figure out how we can create a custom strategy that will help your money do what you want it to do. Your no-obligation financial analysis will include an assessment of your current retirement strategy, including how your assets are allocated, an evaluation of the tax implications of your current strategy today and tomorrow. A professional recommendation designed to help make your retirement strategy more tax efficient. So again, if you're at least 59 and a half with a minimum of $500,000 saved and you'd like to potentially reduce the taxes on the future withdrawals from your retirement accounts, give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Remember, we can only give this offer to the first 12 callers today, so call 314-328-4400 right now.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to us on Your Retirement Highway. Steve and Ken here. So we've been talking about required minimum distributions. What the heck is that? So as we've been told all these years while we've been working leading up to retirement, that we ought to just be socking as much money away as we can in these things called qualified retirement plans, whether it's a 401k, a 403b, whether we're putting money into our IRAs. We have been saving money on what we call, using the farm analogy, the seed, the little bit of money that we put away each month or twice a month from our paychecks that helps fund these deferred accounts. And then we reach that rude awakening as this first large group of baby boomers is finding out now, 10,000 baby boomers a day reaching 70 and a half facing required minimum distributions. What does that mean? It means it's time to pay the piper. The IRS is saying you've now accumulated this massive amount of money that has never been taxed, and it's time to pay up.
It means we have 10,000 people a day that are getting a rude awakening, are not very happy campers when it comes to their tax returns and finding out what they're going to owe in taxes today. And that type of forward thinking, forward looking tax planning, it's really not something that you get a lot from the traditional Wall Street advisors because they're all told that they really can't do tax planning. And you need to be with an independent advisor like ourselves that can help you with this. And truly, the time to prepare is right now. The 2017 tax reform has given us an opportunity to help you reposition assets in your tax buckets, moving assets from buckets that haven't been taxed to buckets that are going to be tax-free, what we call true tax diversification. And if you're like most people, you want some options, and we have them for you. Just give us a call, 314-328-4400. We'd love to help you out with this. And as always, we'll be back with you next week right here on Your Retirement Highway.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.